David and his 600 men settled in Ziklag, a Philistine city near the border of Judah. Achish, king of Gath, thinking that he had become the enemy of Israel, held David in high esteem. One day, the Philistines decided to attack Israel. They gathered all their forces at Aphek, while the Israelites camped by the spring in the plain of Jezreel. The Philistine leaders marched out with their units of hundreds and thousands. David was invited by Achish to go with him, so he and his men marched at the rear with the king and his troops. But the commanders of the Philistines did not trust David and told Achish to send him back. The king said to them, "David, who was once an officer of the king of Israel, has already been with me for over a year, and I have found no fault in him." But the Philistine leaders became angry and said, "He must not go with us into battle, or he will turn against us during the fighting. How better could he regain his master's favor than by taking the heads of our own men?" So Achish called David and told him to go back to Ziklag. "I would be pleased to have you serve with me in the army," he said, "but the rulers don't approve of you. Go in peace and do nothing to displease the Philistine commanders." So David and his men got up early in the morning to go back to the land of the Philistines. After a strenuous 2-day march, they reached Ziklag on the third day, only to find the town in flames. The Amalekites had raided the area and plundered the city, taking captive all the inhabitants, men, women, and children. No one had been killed, but the entire population had been carried off by the marauders, as well as all the livestock. David's two wives, Ahinoam and Abigail, had been captured. Seeing their homes and property destroyed and their families gone, the Israelites wept aloud until they had no strength left to weep. Then, in bitterness of spirit, they turned against their leader, threatening to stone him. David was greatly distressed, but he found strength and courage in the Lord his God. He called Abiathar, the priest, and told him to bring the ephod, so that he could inquire of the Lord. "Shall I pursue this raiding party?" he asked. "Will I overtake them?" God answered that he would certainly do so, and would succeed in his enterprise. Without delay, David and his 600 men set out in pursuit of the Amalekites. But after a while, some of his men were too exhausted to go on, so he left 200 men behind and continued the pursuit with the remaining 400. They found an Egyptian in a field and brought him to David. The man was an Amalekite slave, who had been abandoned by his master when he fell ill. He was weak from hunger and thirst, as he had been without food or drink for 3 days. The Israelites gave him water, some pressed figs, and 2 cakes of raisins, and the man revived. David questioned him and learnt that the Amalekites were responsible for the destruction of Ziklag. They had raided the entire region, all the desert areas, and the southern part of Judah. He asked the Egyptian, "Can you lead me to this raiding party?" The man replied, "Swear before God that you will not kill me or hand me over to my master, and I will take you to them." So he led David to where the Amalekites were camping. They were scattered over the countryside, eating, drinking, and reveling because of the amount of plunder they had taken from the Philistines and from the land of Judah. David and his 400 men fought them from twilight until the evening of the next day, and none got away except 400 young men who fled on their camels. David recovered everything the Amalekites had taken, including his 2 wives. Nothing was missing, old or young, boy or girl. The Israelites found all their possessions. David brought everything back. He took the flocks and herds, and his men drove them on ahead. When they came to the men who had been too exhausted to continue the pursuit and had stayed behind, some troublemakers among David's followers said, "Because they did not go with us, we will not share with them the plunder we recovered. Let each man take his wife and children and go." David replied, "You must not do that with what the Lord has given us. He has protected us and handed over to us the forces that came against us. The share of the men who stayed with the supplies is to be the same as that of him who went to battle. All shall share alike." David made this a law for Israel from that day on. When he arrived in Ziklag, he sent some of the plunder to the elders of Judah, who were his friends, in all the places where he and his men had been. Next episode, the death of Saul.